farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Rainwater harvesting. How much do you know about it? What are the benefits for farmers? We'll try to answer these questions in this edition of Calling Farmers. I'm Camille Guthrie. Good morning. Rainwater harvesting is the collection, storage, and use of rainwater for landscape irrigation and other purposes. The water is collected from various hard surfaces such as rooftops and other types of man-made above-ground surfaces. This ancient practice is growing in popularity throughout the island due to interest in reducing the use of potable water for irrigation and other agricultural purposes. The government is encouraging farmers and householders alike to buy into the practice, and it is assisting citizens in doing so. Last year, for example, a $4.5 million rainwater harvesting project was undertaken in St. Elizabeth. The project benefited 300 farmers in the parish. Earlier this month, residents of Pleasant Valley in Clarendon had a water catchment facility handed over to them. The handing over of the facility is part of efforts to encourage more Jamaicans to harvest rainwater.
Harvesting rainwater gives us total control over our water supply. It is ideal for areas with severe water shortages and restrictions. It promotes self-sufficiency and helps to conserve water, and it uses simple technologies that are inexpensive and easy to maintain.
Water Minister Robert Pickersgill. There are do's and don'ts involved in the harvesting of water.
It has to be in a safe way. And when I say safe, meaning that it has no direct negative impact on the environment or property or people's lives. Because we know normally when rain falls, it's collected sometime in certain areas. But of course, you know, it can pose danger or threat in terms of breakaway and flooding out other areas. So the structures that we set up have to be very sound structures that have the ability to contain the water, to hold it in a safe way and in also in a protective way that, you know, we don't have people drowning in them or animals drowning.
Rainwater harvesting has long proved beneficial for domestic purposes, but farmers also stand to benefit tremendously from the practice.
So a lot of farmers spend a lot of money to truck water in to irrigate their crops. These rainwater harvest systems, when they are set up in the right position and geographic location, they capture and store rainwater during the rain period. Then it is applied to the crop after the rain has stopped falling. And sometimes in situations where we have prolonged drought, this water is available for the farmer to use. And it actually, in some instances, lengthens the whole planting and production period of the farmer.
Winston Shaw, acting manager of the on-farm water management unit at the National Irrigation Commission. For more information, contact the National Irrigation Commission at 977-6624 or 977-6727, or visit any of their offices in Clarendon, St. Elizabeth, St. Catherine, or Kingston. The proverb for this morning is, "Look here how hog drive ahead and a sheep pull him grunt always betray him." Translation: it doesn't matter how long a pig tries to hide himself under sheep wool, his grunt will always betray him. This means it doesn't matter how much a person tries to disguise himself, his true character will eventually shine through. And with that, we wrap up this morning's program. Join us again on this station for another program. With the studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Camille Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.